Esther chapter 6. On that night the king's sleep deserted him, and he commanded to bring the book of the records, the chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai told about Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs, of those guarding the threshold, who tried to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. And the king said, "What has been done by way of honour and greatness for Mordecai concerning this?" And the king's servants who ministered to him said, "Nothing has been done for him." And the king said, "Who is in the court?" Now Haman had come to the outer court of the king's house to say to the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows which he had prepared for him. And the king's servants said to him, "Look, Haman is standing in the court." And the king said, "Let him come in." So Haman came in, and the king said to him, "What should be done for the man whom the king is pleased to honour?" And Haman said in his heart, "On whom is the king pleased to bestow honour more than on me?" And Haman said to the king, "For the man whom the king is pleased to honour, let royal clothing be brought, which the king wears, and a horse upon which the king rides, and the royal crown which is put on his head, and put the clothing and the horse in the care of a man, one of the king's most noble officials, and let them clothe the man whom the king is pleased to honour, and have them let him ride on the horse in the main street of the city, and they will call out before him, 'This is how it is done for the man whom the king is pleased to honour.'" Then the king said to Haman, "Hasten and get the clothing and the horse, according to what you said, and let it be done to Mordecai the Jew, who sits at the king's gate. Let no aspect of anything you have said fail." So Haman took the clothing and the horse, and he clothed Mordecai, and let him ride through the main street of the city. And he called out before him, "This is how it is done for the man whom the king is pleased to honour." And Mordecai returned to the king's gate, but Haman hastened to his house mourning and with his face covered. And Haman told Zeresh his wife and all his friends everything that had befallen him. And his wise men and Zeresh his wife said to him, "If Mordecai, before whom you have begun to fall, is of Jewish seed, you will not prevail against him, but you will certainly fall before him." Then, while they were still speaking with him, the king's eunuchs arrived, and hastened to bring Haman to the banquet which Esther was holding.